Spring is finally here, and it's time to spruce up your home. Come down to the Beaver Area JC's 2026 Spring Craft Festival on March 28. Discover unique, handmade treasures from over 180 local crafters, perfect for one-of-a-kind gifts or treating yourself. It's all happening March 28th from 10 to 5 at the Beaver Valley Mall. Admission is free. Support local makers and celebrate the season. Visit the Beaver Area JC's Facebook page for more details.
Patriot Home Care is now hiring caregivers. Are you a caring and compassionate individual looking for a reliable income with benefits? Then call.
At you from the Frye Transportation Group studios, we now have got Joe Block from Bradenton. Joe, how's it going?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Doing fine. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Pirates optioned Andy Rodriguez to AAA Indianapolis yesterday. Now 37 players on the roster. Did you think Andy will end up back with the Pirates, or any projections for what his season's going to look like?
Yeah, I think certainly at some point he's going to help the Pirates. You saw he had a really good spring training, looks healthy. And, you know, for the last 2 years combined, he's had less than 100 plate appearances in at all levels. And so he needs to play. And I think that's the one thing that, you know, clearly Henry Davis deserves to be the starting catcher at the outset of the season because of his defense from last year. I thought he was Gold Glove caliber. Now, obviously, that bat's got to improve for him to keep that spot. But Andy will be waiting in the wings. And the way that, you know, he's played, remember, he's a two-time MVP in the minor leagues. He's 25 years old and a switch hitter. And if he hits, and he's a really good defensive catcher, too. So, you know, that combination, he's going to be knocking out of the door right away. And I think that will only fuel the Pirates' existing catchers to, you know, keep doing what they've always been doing and prepare like pros and try to do their best.
Since we last spoke a couple of days ago, Braxton Ashcraft had a really good outing, a lot of strikeouts. And then Clevinger yesterday surrendered a home run. But what are your thoughts on the last couple of games? Do you see anything that stood out for you?
Well, Ashcraft, you mentioned him. It just underscores what he did last season. You know, as a starter, an ERA in the low twos in very limited time doing that. But he's capable of a lot. I think with Chandler being recognized as a Rookie of the Year candidate, and obviously Skeens the Cy Young Award winner, those are the two names that we hear a lot about. And Keller, of course, being the longest tenured Pirate, but Braxton Ashcraft's the fourth longest. He's been in this organization since 2018, and you know, battling injury a lot coming out of high school, and really making his way up over the last couple of years. But there aren't too many guys that have a better 1-2 punch, I think, with his fastball and his slider. And the reason I say that is because he throws it for strikes so often, and the guys don't square it up. He had the lowest home run rate in the National League last year. And so when you're doing that, when you're filling up the strike zone and guys cannot square it up, that's special. And he's got that mentality. He's going to keep coming right after guys, and he's going to be a real good one for the Pirates here this year.
And, of course, everyone's optimistic this time of year, spring training. But I want to ask you about the National League Central. Is there, in your mind, a standout team or the team you think the Pirates would be most having to worry about? Or is it pretty even?
You know, Scott, an hour ago, I just looked at it and I go, I got to start looking to see what the other teams are doing. Because we never see them. We never see them in spring training. This is the rare year that we saw the Cardinals. Typically, I think it's been 20 years since the Pirates have seen any division teams in spring training. Maybe the Astros, I guess, you know, when they were in. But they don't see anybody in the division. So I was telling myself, okay, I got to start looking at this. Because somebody's going to ask me. And, Scott, you're the first intrepid morning host to ask me the question. I would say right now, without doing a lot of diligent work, that the Cubs – are probably the division favorites. But I'll say this from a Pirates perspective. Now, you need to win the division, unless you have just incredible, immense talent, you know, and only a few teams do going in every season. To win the division, you need luck. And so that means good, clean, you know, not too many severe injuries. Right now, the Pirates are checking that box. So that's good. And you need guys to have, you know, career seasons. If Reynolds can come back and do what he's done in the past, let's ask him to do that. Let's see O'Neill Cruz, who has put in the work to improve, You know, he worked really hard in the offseason, hitting all season, hiring batting practice pitchers, trying to get better in center field, although we didn't see it the other night. I didn't like that. He's working with Kevin Kiermaier to get better in center field. Okay, if he takes that next step forward, which we say if every year, but he's already a good player, can he be great? You know, so you need that, and then the guys that they brought in to just do their career norms. Now, all of a sudden, you're starting to say, well, this is maybe even above average offense. And then if the pitching gives you what they think these young pitchers are capable of and the bullpen's steady and solid, which it looks like it will be, well, then you got a chance to win 90 games. And 90 games usually gives you a chance to win the division. So I think the Pirates will be up there. I would think the Cubs are the team to knock off. The Reds are contenders. Milwaukee's hard to put down, even though they've thinned out their roster a good bit. They've seen to always stick around, and it looks like the Cardinals are punting. So, good. We can beat the Cardinals every time they play that. That would be fun.
Yes. Hard to believe. 6 days away from the opening day. Pirates, Mets, national TV. Do you remember a time when the Pirates opening day game was such a national story? People tuning in for Paul Skenes.
2016, the Pirates, the first pitches of the baseball season flew, I think it was on ESPN. It was Wainwright and Liriano, I think, for that game. But it was on a Sunday afternoon at PNC Park, last time the Pirates opened at home. But that was the first pitch of the baseball season. So this is probably the first time since then. The Pirates, of course, that year coming off three straight postseason appearances. Maybe this is a prelude to their first one since then with Skenes starting in New York.
One of the color commentators for that game, that nationally televised game on NBC, is former Pirates second baseman Neil Walker. Did you get a chance to give Neil any advice yet on being a broadcaster up in the booth talking about baseball?
Well, he's been doing it for a few years now. I have no advice. I had no advice. Now, he could give me some advice on how to hit. It doesn't mean it's going to work for me, but he knows a lot more about broadcasting than I've ever known about hitting, so I'll tell you that. So he's going to be fine, and it'll be good, too, and he played in New York for the Mets, so he's going to be given a lot of good perspective on, you know, the Pirates as they're built right now, but also how that fits into opening day in New York against the Mets, in baseball's biggest market too. So it's going to be a lot of pageantry, and I like that. I like that the Pirates are being featured, and they should be with Skenes.
And just to end on a light note here, everyone was excited yesterday, a couple days ago, the Pirates announced the new food options at PNC Park. And you, as a guy who spends a lot of time at PNC Park, did anything stand out to you about the new culinary offerings?
You know, I didn't get a good look at them. I'll have to ask Matt Capps. He was able to kind of preview some of that. We're down here, so we can't taste them.
Cow's moo.
But it looks like there's always some good stuff that they've got there. So I don't really know what they are offering, but when they do, I'll be sure to sample a little bit of it.
Well, three words: chipped ham fries. That's one of them.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Barbecue sauce too?
Probably. I'm sure. Pierogi salad.
Directed real nice like that. That'd be good.
Nutella beignets. Yeah, it's one more reason to go to PNC Park. All right, we're going to have today's
my New Orleans past. I like that.
That's good. All right. You've had the Cafe Du Monde, the best.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be Scott knows all about beignets.
You got to know it all in this job. So we're going to have your game tonight, Detroit, Bradenton. It's a 7:35 game, I believe. Anything about that game you're looking forward to, or what should people be listening for tonight? When they're listening.
Tonight is the spring breakout game, and it's on MLB Network and Sportsnet Pittsburgh. And so that features baseball's top prospects from the respective teams. So the Pirates' top prospects, Seth Hernandez will start for the Pirates tonight against the Tigers' top prospects. But we'll see Connor Griffin for the Pirates. We'll see Kevin McGonigal for the Tigers. Those are the top two prospects, according to MLB Pipeline in baseball. So that it's a prospects game tonight. That'll start at 7:30, maybe it's a pregame a little bit earlier on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. So no radio coverage of the game tonight.
Oh, okay. I thought there was. All right. Well, so that's going to be good. And we're looking forward to talking to you. I think we got you one more time Monday, right? We're chatting from
– Yeah, camp breaks on Monday. So we'll try to give you, what they're going to go with. Hopefully we'll know the roster before the game. But if not, I'll do my best to try to pontificate.
All right. You and me both. All right. Appreciate your time, Joe. Keep up the great work. Talk to you soon.
All right, send me a beignet.
Done. There you hear Joe Block, Pirates broadcasting booth down in Bradenton. Wouldn't you like to be in Bradenton right now? Oh, man. But here we are, right? Got to stay here, do our thing. Oh, it is the first day of spring, so we should be at least cheerful about that, right? What's the weather going to be? It's going to be warm this weekend, so it's going to be okay, right? But Pirates, hard to believe. Thursday, 6 days from now, Paul Skeens on the mound, that nationally televised game against the New York Mets. People are going to be talking about it. So game we'll have right here on Beaver County Radio.